You're listening to the Google Ads Podcast, brought to you by Solutions 8, the Google Ads agency.
I'm going to lob a grenade at you that I've heard lobbed at me. And this isn't something I believe, by the way, but let's just play devil's advocate. There's too many people using high level. There's too many agencies that know the cat's out of the bag. The market's saturated. A bunch of people are letting free snapshots. They're just giving away the farm. The gig is up. How do you respond to that?
It's a great question. I think what I see in the market is a couple of different angles. New businesses. So the U.S. Chamber of Commerce put out a stat that they look at SIC codes and EIN generations. Every year, there's roughly about 2 to 3, maybe 4 million new EINs generated. So new business entities. Since COVID, that's accelerated to almost 6 million. And I think they're predicting 7 million new EINs being generated this year. Wow. Now, sure, some of them are shell companies and blah, 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 blah. But what they are seeing is new businesses starting up. I think from a generational perspective, a lot of people pre-COVID were working for large corporations, or think about just your local service business. Some guy, it's a plumber working for a large plumbing company, starting to make a little money, maybe through COVID and stuff. We're seeing this transition where people are now saying, you know what, I'm going to go out and get my own truck and be a one-person show to grow my own plumbing business now. So there's a lot of opportunity for the new generation. I think there's opportunity there. I think the other opportunity that I'm also seeing is years ago, the first generations of CRM people that were coming into the working world in their careers and they're implementing ACT, Salesforce, HubSpot, and Infusionsoft and all these great platforms, and they've been building on it. But those individuals who were doing the work a decade ago, 15 years ago, today, they've either left the company, they moved up the organization. And so that knowledge transfer is not gone. And so now the new generation coming out of college or young careered individuals are coming in looking at it saying, oh, the system is so antiquated. It's built on the trends back then where you had different solid newsletters or old school websites. And they're looking at it saying, either we have to hire an outside consultant to rebuild this whole thing, or let's start from scratch. And guess what? The easy tool is us, and you can put your own brand. So that's where our USP comes in. I think there's a ton of opportunity on those two lanes just by easy nature. So the opportunity is just never ending.
What pisses me off about the people that make that claim, because I hear it all the time as a reseller, I hear people like, I can't go resell high level. Everybody else is doing it. So no, it's a canvas that you get to paint on. I have an agency for Montessori schools, so I created a high-level instance that's built specifically for Montessori funnels, automation, follow-up, sequences. It's all just Montessori. You could never in a million years just hand a Montessori a high-level app and say, here, same thing. It's not. So where people are being short-sighted is you guys have done such a good job of saying, like, here, customize this for any niche. And until every niche in the world has at least 10 instances, because everybody wants variety, nobody's ever going to be able to convince me that high level is saturated.
I love that angle because reality, right? Like people need features, or they think they need features, and I think they're lying to themselves. What they're really looking for is an outcome. Mm. And I'm seeing a lot of people get out of the traditional agency space and they're just walking into a business saying, how can I augment you needing to hire a new person or augmenting your staff by just building some automations? Because a lot of the day-to-day operational work, a lot of it is centered around sales and marketing. And a lot of it is just administrative flub that comes from the sales and marketing. I gotta send out a PDF to somebody or send an email internally about this payment that needs to be made with an invoice and stuff like that. If you just go in with that mindset, every business owner needs to optimize, and they want the ability to not have to hire for more. They want to automate it, simplify their process so they can get back to doing what they enjoy. The dentist wants to get back to being a dentist, not sitting in front of their computer trying to figure out, how do I process this invoice or run this credit card payment or teach my front desk staff how to make the phone call. If that can be automated, it makes your life so much easier. So if you look at it being more of a solutions provider or a technology automations provider versus the traditional agency, I think there's a lot of opportunity there. And now you can always back into the traditional stuff when the time is appropriate, but it is a wide ocean of opportunity on the automations and just bringing the tool, being that artist for these businesses.
You mind if I get a little personal with you?
Yeah.
So you're a young guy, you're a co-founder of a SaaS company on a meteoric rise. I'm pretty sure that's the literal dream. Like in the 80s, everybody wanted to be a movie star. In the 90s, everybody wanted to be a rock star. In the 2000s, everybody wanted to be a pop star. We're now in the era where everybody wants to be an entrepreneur, but SaaS is the pinnacle. It has the highest valuation. It's what everybody wants to go to. You're at the top of the mountain that sits atop all other mountains. That's got to feel I guess that's my question. It's like, how does that feel? Like, you just wake up every day and you're like, dude, I'm a fucking badass. This is awesome. Where does that even resonate or land, or it's not something you think about?
I try to think about it, but it just doesn't register. Everybody tells us that. It's one of those, from the outside looking in, it looks great, but from the inside looking out, it's like, nope, I got a customer messaging me right now. Let me go help them. And I think that's what makes us a little different, because we're in the trenches and we enjoy it. We're not trying to chase that vision of being at the top. I think we just got there only because of the organic and the echo chamber that we created of the value that we're bringing. It's not like we're aggressively like, you know what, in 3 years, we're going to be at the top of the mountain and then looking at the ivory tower down below in our executive suites. Like, we just never had that as the vision. It was just, if we do a lot of great work, a lot of people will like it. And by chance, we'll do well behind the scenes.
Dude, you guys are, not to pander, it's unreal just how authentic y'all are. And the decisions you make, there's authenticity is great, but if it stops at action, it's like, all right, you're just being authentically a prick now. But you guys are authentic and then also making decisions that really are in the best interest of your end customer, which is so unusual. It's a ubiquitous lip service. Every company says it. Y'all are one of the very few I've ever seen really do it all the way. So for whatever that's worth, I super appreciate you.
Thanks for listening to the Google Ads Podcast. For more ways to grow your business with Google Ads, you can subscribe to the Solutions 8 YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you'd like to work with the best Google Ads agency in the world, you can visit Solutions 8 at sol8.com.
Kasim here. If you're running Google Ads, even if your campaigns are successful, my years of experience have taught me that there are almost always enormous improvement opportunities. Now, what if the best Google Ads agency in the world was willing to review your Google Ads campaigns for free and provide you with a comprehensive action plan, no cost or obligation? Notice, I didn't say audit or evaluation. I said action plan. A bullet point by bullet point breakdown of exactly what needs to be done to improve your Google Ads campaigns. Yours to keep, no cost or obligation. Head over to sol8.com to get a free Google Ads action plan customized for your business. No strings attached. That's sol8.com. sol8.com.